recording.
Yeah, no, I just feel bad, you know.
Yeah, but it's frustrating when you say it.
Yeah.
Because it's demeaning what you do, and you know that's what you're doing. It's frustrating. Like, my problems aren't more important than your problems. My jobs aren't more important than your job. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like a dig.
At myself, yeah, it is.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I don't like.
It's just wild because it's like, you know, for the past however many years, like, I thought it was going to be one thing, and then, you know, the job that I thought I had, I, like, don't have. So it's kind of.
Yeah, but you still do. Nobody really has it right now.
I know.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
I know. It's just, it's like, it's hard sometimes.
I totally get it. It's hard. Everything's hard. Sometimes. Especially right now. Everything's fucking hard.
I know.
You guys, is this a good episode so far?
Yeah. Hi, welcome to the show.
Oh, I also, not to get everyone too excited, but I worked out on my brand new rowing machine, and then I ate an egg with a shit ton of spicy stuff on it, so I could take a shit at any moment.
Oh, good.
So we might get another patented pussy fart gang shit break.
Oh, good. Which will be good.
If we're lucky.
Well, that'll be good because hopefully it coordinates with my laptop and earphones just fucking shutting down. I mean,
oh, that was fun. I sounded like a Wookiee accidentally.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that was that spicy. That was that one egg coming up.
That was that one egg. Just it, well, it's the problem. What I do with my food, it's a new weight loss trick. I hold it in my throat. I don't swallow it. I just let it kind of sit in my esophagus.
Right. That's well, if you don't.
And then smoke cigarettes on top.
Right. Well, if you don't swallow it. There's no calories.
Can't get fat.
I know.
From the one egg.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, if you're exercising and then eating afterwards, it's like, why did you exercise in the first place if you're going to even eat something?
Exactly. That's what I always say. If you're exercising, never eat.
Yeah. I did yesterday.
Just never eat anything if you're exercising.
Yeah. Yesterday, I had Rocky Road ice cream, like a half of a fucking gallon while I was waiting for pizza to get delivered. I'm doing great. I feel good.
Oh, that's a good night. I haven't had a Rocky Road ice cream in a long time.
Well, I'm dating a man who, I mean, I've now learned takes not regular Adderall. This is not, he has two different kinds of Adderall. He's got a big old bag of drugs. And I'm like, wow, he doesn't do cocaine and he's really hyped up. This is what a treat. He like eats once a day and it's a lot. And I'm like, how is he in such good shape? And then because when he'll be like, would you like an Adderall? I'll be like, sure. And he brings me a half of a 10 milligram. So it's like a 5 milligram. In the bathroom, and we talked about this in the group chat, I saw some other things that said Adderall on them, and they're 30 milligrams time release. It's that shit is fucking crazy. I've taken one of those once, never again. I'm like,
is it real? See, because we've talked about, I do real drugs.
Yeah.
I did real meth. I did real heroin, not this bullshit fucking pharmaceutical prescribed. I don't fucking pay into the pharmaceutical complex this country has created. I'm creating small jobs. Small business ownership.
Yep.
They hire people, job creators.
Uh-huh. That's the only.
You get one meth lab going. That's, you know, the guy's working in the meth lab. Then they're selling it to people. They're selling it to people. It's just a fucking tree of job creation.
Yeah, well, street drugs, that's why that guy that we met that sells those weed cookie dough cookie things, I'm going to probably buy some more from him. And not because I want to take the cookies, it's because I want to support small business.
Small business.
Right. And now this is my new city, so I want to support local small business.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's why, that's guys, even if you live in a state that has legalized marijuana, Still, you know, yeah, I get it. It's probably better than the guy selling it on the corner, but he's hurting. And he also probably has other drugs you could buy from.
Right. And he will also probably constantly make jokes, big air quotes, about eating your pussy. And so you go like, huh, that's a fun bonus that you don't get at a government-run weed store. That was the guy that light a candle, eat a pussy. So the night that I got very, very drunk, the night that I got very, very drunk with Megan and walked in the rain with my hands up like I was on a roller coaster, which, by the way, how lucky that I didn't jump over the fucking freeway overpass railing walking home.
Oh, fun. Is that a new fun concern? Yes, concern.
Yes.
Is that a fun new concern I have to have when we're out?
I thought about it afterwards because I don't really remember walking home. And then I was walking on my little walk the other day and I was like, I could have fucking jumped over this railing. This railing is not that high.
Well, you could do all sorts of things all the time.
I know, but especially in like a blackout state like that where you're like, let's fucking see if this works. I've headbutted trees when I was in a blackout. I woke up with like bloody eyes and faces. Multiple. Yes, I had two faces.
Multiple?
Yes. That's another. My big.
All of my faces were just covered in
right,
blood.
My big concern is my faces. I'm mostly concerned about my multiple faces being covered in blood.
I'm concerned about them too because I didn't even know that. I didn't know that I had to be concerned about you jumping off bridges when we walk around.
Oh my God.
And I also didn't know I needed to be concerned about a multiple faced person. Yeah, well, that's very close to my life. I'm very scared now.
Right. I've got many faces. One of those faces is violently depressed and suicidal. And so you just never know which of those faces is going to be running the show when you're in a blackout state. Which is another reason to never get a gun.
Yeah, that's a good reason. If you ever have felt suicide, don't have a gun. Don't have a thing that you could just kill yourself with.
Right. Dude, well, my boyfriend father is, he buys all kinds of food. He takes meth all fucking day because he's super fit. He has like no body fat. And I'm like, why is he not hungry during the day? Because he works out a lot. And then I was like, oh, because he's taking drugs. D-A-R-U-G-S.
Rugs.
Drugs.
I actually have two of those. Preston's going to be, because Preston was like, he was like, I was waiting for him to offer me coke. He was like, I can't believe that guy does so much coke. And I was like, he doesn't.
He seems coked
he was
up.
Like, yes, he does. He was like, you're telling me that's natural. And I was like, I guess. Yeah, you spoke. He was like, that's fucking crazy. He's like, that guy needs to be on something then. He was like, if that's natural, he was like, that guy needs to be on something to counteract it.
Yes.
So when I'm like, oh, he actually turns out he is on drugs. He takes 30 milligram Adderall. Preston's going to be like, oh, okay, yeah. Because Preston was like, he was concerned. Because he was like, there's no fucking way. When we got him, because he likes him. We had fun. But he was like, he's so, like, when he's shoving, literally, like, again, guys, he didn't say, would you like a gummy? He said, have a gummy, and forcibly put it into my mouth. Before I was like, sure. So, like, if that's sober behavior, we're, like, bouncing on the walls, interrupting people, going on tangents, like, then that is, like, oh, you should probably be medicated. So Preston was like, if this guy's not on drugs, like, he seriously needs to be on, like, something. So when I'm like, oh, no, he's on, like, ultra meth. Preston's would be like, oh, good. So relieved.
Yeah, it's ultra meth and testosterone injections, which...
Yeah, that combo, I'm scared you're going to be murdered.
So am I. And I mean, scared / blessed. It depends on which face I'm wearing in that moment when I get murdered. I might be into it. I might not be into it. But the testosterone and the ultra meth makes you very irritable.
Yeah. You know what else does? Just regular meth. And then you throw in fucking the thing, you know, the gender that kills more people and rapes people and gets like real mad when they ask you for your number and you say, oh, I'm so sorry, I have a boyfriend. And then they call you a stupid fat bitch. You know that gender? The reason they're like that is because they have a lot of testosterone. Mm-hmm. And so this motherfucker is taking meth, which also makes you very, very angry and irritable.
Yes.
And then extra testosterone. So he is just fucking royal.
I know. And it's something where, like, it's fun. You'll, because at first, like, because for me, and this is the same fucking thing. This is before I ever did cocaine or any kind of drugs. We've talked about this before. I would meet people that were on coke, but I thought, like, oh, they're just like me. They're just, like, real hyped up to be here. They're just happy to be where they are. And, like, this is just a natural thing. And then they'd offer me drugs, and I'd be like, oh, no, thank you. Drugs are scary. But so to me, because I naturally get hyped up like that, and it does not feel good, because at some point you got to come back down. And so it's like, it's crazy to me. And even as someone who did cocaine for like a few years, it's like, to me, I'm like, isn't it uncomfortable to be that jacked up all the time? It doesn't feel good. It does not feel good. And that's why even this weekend, I was there all weekend. He would wake up and it was like the news would be on fucking full blast. And I walked downstairs and I was like, and he was like in the morning, he's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And I had to be like, I'm sorry. Can we fucking turn the TV off? This is a lot of stimulation. I'm personally like, I know I'm hyper with you. It's not my preference to be all hyped up. My preference is to like try and stay calm as much as possible. So that's like not a lot of TV, not a lot of news. Doing exercise, not taking meth at 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, like there are lots of different things you can do to decrease.
I think the best, the first one to try is that last one you mentioned.
Yeah.
I think that's probably, let's give that a shot first.
The time release stuff, I took it once and I took it, this is with Luke. This is, and yeah, that's right. I said your name on the regular podcast. Get over yourself.
He doesn't listen.
I know.
He doesn't listen.
Yeah, well, so, I think he's on my OnlyFans, but we'll talk about that off the show.
Oh, hello. Join the Patreon, guys.
Yeah. But, like, it was the time release kind, and I'm like, sure, let's fucking do this. And I took it, I think, at, like, 4 or 5. And I remember feeling kind of a rush, and I was like, oh, this does not feel comfortable. And I had a couple drinks, and I was like, it's not going away. I do not like this. It's the same reason that, like, smoking weed I don't really like, because you can't control it. It's like once you're high, you're locked in and you're high. I don't
see. I think that's funny that you said that, because that's why I like smoking things and not eating them or swallowing them or ingesting them, because that's when you can't control it. Smoking weed, you can take a hit of weed and be like, that's good, and not smoke more or keep smoking. Whereas if you eat an edible, as soon as you eat that edible, you have an edible in you.
Yeah.
Like smoking stuff, you can control it and be like, oh no, I do not. I want to smoke a little bit of meth.
Yeah.
I want to smoke a little bit of weed. Whereas if you're like swallowing the weed and the meth, then it's like, oh, how many milligrams was that? Oh, 50? Oh, fuck me. And you're just like, well, it's inside of me now.
Yeah. Like
you can't take it in 10 milligram doses or 5 milligram doses.
Yeah. Well, I know the smoking, but for whatever reason, for me, smoking weed, like, cause I just don't like that mental, that head fog, that high. Like, it's just not something that I like. And edibles, for whatever, work better for me.
Well, no, it just affects you differently.
Yeah. But like, and again, first of all, before I say this, cocaine is not good for you. Don't do cocaine. I will say, in defense of cocaine, versus meth, cocaine, you can do a little bit and it goes away after 20 minutes. So you can like do a little bit,
exactly.
And then bye-bye. And then you come down and it's done. These time release fucking, it's Adderall shit. I remember I was with Luke. I took it in the middle of the day, had a couple drinks, and I was like, all shaky, and I was like, oh, I do not like this. I do not like this. And I was like, I'll exercise to make it go away. And it just like got me, like it like made it more powerful. And I was like, no. I was just like running really fast.
It made it more powerful.
I was like, why do I feel like I'm more fucking jacked up? And it was the whole day, and at night I was like, okay, I'll be able to sleep. And I just felt really agitated, and I was like grinding my teeth, and all day I was just like, I felt out of it. I couldn't fucking focus. And I remember we laid in bed and it was the nighttime, and I thought for sure it's out of my system. I laid awake the whole night. I will say the only good thing is I woke up woke up. I got up from the bed. I don't think I ever slept, but I went, once I decided, well, I'm done laying in bed. I guess we're done laying in bed shaking. My stomach was super flat because I had just been like having the meth shakes all day and all night. So I was just like, I feel like shit. I'm like disoriented, but I was like, but my abs look great.
And that leads to a 7-year meth addiction? Not speaking from personal experience.
Right. I remember I took it. I was like, I do not like that. I never want to do it again. After that happened, I didn't do coke for like 2 weeks. I was like, I'm not, I can't.
I was scared straight. I didn't do cocaine for a fortnight. Jesus Christ.
Oh, but it's like, he's on. That's why I told you and I know we were like joking about it before you met Kurt, but when I met him, I'm like, he doesn't even do coke. I was shocked. And it's like, okay, Wendy, just because everyone that likes to have fun is on cocaine. So now when you guys met him, so now you see why I was so shocked that he wasn't doing cocaine every 20 minutes in a bathroom. Because
Preston assumed that like he was going to off because he was so much like, you want fucking, here, take this bong, take these edibles. Preston assumed that the next was, he was going to be like, when he was like grilling meat, was going to be like, do you go and do some coke before dinner? Preston was like, I swear to God, I thought he was going to offer us coke before dinner.
Well, it's how he stays so slim. It's how he can eat a 3-course dinner and then an entire carton of ice cream and have a 6-pack, I guess.
Yeah, it's because his heart is beating like he's running a marathon all day long.
I know. It's crazy. And so like, I mean, I tried to have a conversation about it, which was very weird. I was like, you know, with the testosterone and the Adderall, and he was like, yeah, you're really good for me. Like, I'm a lot calmer now that you're here. And I'm like,
what was he like before?
I don't know. But I was like,
if he thinks this is calm, I am horrified. Like, how have his children not been like, something's up with dad.
I don't know.
Or has he been on meth for his whole life?
I don't know. Possibly. Who knows? I don't know.
I have so many questions.
I will say it's a weird combination to be like hopped up on Adderall and also a giant stoner because you buy so much food. It's like, because part of his brain goes like, oh, I think I'm really hungry. And so he like gets all this stuff. And then it's like, he takes a bite and it's like, oh, wait. I'm on meth. Let's do push-ups instead.
Yeah.
And so I get a bunch of fucking food. I've been feeding Sebastian steak. He loves steak.
Sebastian or Kurt?
Both.
What does Danny eat?
Excuse me?
What does Danny eat?
I almost didn't. I was like, who are you talking about? I was like, it's Daddy. I call him Daddy, not Danny. Danny.
Danny Daddy. Daddy, da daddy, Danny, da dad, da Danny.
Jesus Christ. But yeah.
Guys, by the way, this is exciting. Not to switch subjects, but it is spooky, spooky times. It's October 13th today.
Oh.
Are we scared?
Yes.
Isn't that scary? Isn't that spooky scary?
Mm-hmm.
I have to send a work email. This is very important. Cut this out. And we're back.
All right. So it's October 13th. What are we doing to scare ourselves besides dating someone that might kill us?
On working. So having to go to work. I know. We need to go. We need to get tickets to Spooky World.
Yes.
Guys, we want to hear about your spooky things. Send us messages with spooky, spooky ideas. What's your Halloween hummus? What's your scary witch's fingers dipped in blood? What's your creepy world? Help us help you.
Yeah, we'll do
it. Get spooky. And by that, I mean, just help us. Just tell us the stuff you do so we can start doing it also.
Right. If you guys want to be spooked out, I can give you my mother's telephone number. That would be a spooky activity.
Oh, I want to hear about this.
Well, the problem
Speaking
is
of spooky. Did you guys know we're living in a fascist regime? Oh, by the way, he's fully, fully, fully lost his mind. He's fucking on testosterone fucking meth right now.
What's the?
His tweets. His tweets have been crazy since he went into the hospital.
Yeah.
But like even since coming out, I think it was yesterday. Like New York has gone to hell. Vote Trump. California's gone to hell. Vote Trump. Illinois has no place to go. So sad, which I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Vote Trump. It's like just, it's literally, and these are all like rapid fire. Like he's like fucking taking a shit. New York's gone to hell. Vote Trump. Well, that's also right. California's gone to hell. Vote Trump. Like it's like, these are all separate texts or separate tweets. What is a tweet but a text to the world?
I saw some of that today and it's like, it's, a little bit. I looked on Twitter for a few minutes again. Like it's good to like get real fired up and be mad. And my sleep was, again, I had a half a carton of ice cream and then a piece of pizza last night. And then I slept. My Fitbit said, great job. I was laying in bed for 11 hours. I slept for 8.5. I don't know if it was a good job, but I had a very Megan sleep where I laid down to go to sleep and my brain went like, what have I done with my life? What's going on with my life? Yeah. It's like anything. It's like we're talking about at the beginning of the episode, but it's like, and everyone's going through this, but you're going along and you're like, okay, everything's like, and you're just moving forward and doing what you can in the moment. And then you have these moments, like minutes where like things just hit you like a bag of bricks. And you're like, what the fuck is happening? What have I done? What can I do? Where am I? Why do I have so many faces?
And why are they all covered in blood?
But the president is fully crazy. I saw some clip where he was at some fucking rally. He's at a rally and he was saying to the audience, he's like, they think, you know, I had it and now I'm immune. And you know what? I feel so powerful. I want to walk into that crowd and just kiss everyone you on the mouth. I'm going to kiss the boys and I'm going to kiss all the beautiful women. Did you see that clip?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was in the last 24 hours. That's a clip that I saw on Twitter. And I was like,
I'm going to kiss the boys. Like the pretty ones?
I think he either said boys or men, and then or boys to men. I'm going to kiss the boys into men, and I'm going to kiss all the beautiful women.
I'm kissing 90s R&B group boys to men and all the beautiful women. That's very specific, yeah. Sir. Are they here? I mean, you guys, it is fucking, like, I think it's, everybody is so worried about Biden, like, fucking up speaking, you know? I mean, this is some wild shit. This is fucking, I can't wait for the next Patreon call to talk to our friends and lovers, our boys and beautiful women from all over the world to hear what you guys are hearing in your countries. Like, what of this is trickling to you? Because, first of all, it's inescapable. There's so much. Like, that, what you just said, totally missed that. I completely missed that because there's fucking Preston has the goddamn confirmation hearings on upstairs, which I am not, I can't.
No.
I cannot because we're fucked forever. It doesn't matter who becomes president. We're fucked forever with the Supreme Court. She's going to be confirmed. There's no chance in hell she won't. We have literally a fucking handmaid that's going to be on this. Literally. Literally, she's a handmaid. Her fucking cult, the women call themselves handmaids. It is, you guys.
Oh, I did not know that. What the fuck?
You guys. Oh, and Preston said, because he fucking, I don't know. Like, this is where, like, we watch, and we just have I'll watch stuff, and then, like, he gets mad when I do the, like, Fox News thing, and he's like, I don't know, we know what they're saying. And I was like, yeah. But then he watches, and I was like, this I don't want to watch, because I find the Fox News stuff mildly entertaining. Like, it's horrifying, but it's also, like, it's crazy. So you try, it's like Alex Jones. You know, before he became a true monster. Or Rush Limbaugh.
And we're back. Jesus Christ, you guys. Fucking, it sure is October 13th.
Yeah, we got our laptops just... It should have just not working. Mine, before I even started recording, basically told me to fuck off. So I was like, maybe if I sprinkle some of this Adderall into the keyboard, this will help it wake up.
So we were complaining about the state of the world, and it's pretty spooky. But yeah, so we're fucked. That's all I wanted to say. We're fucked.
Well, and what's so frustrating is to talk to people that still love Trump. Like, I talked to my mother. My mother Cunter, as you said during the break, which I don't think that got recorded, but I liked where you said Mother Cunter, and it sounded like this old German lady. Oh, we're going to dinner at Mother Cunter's house. Mother Kunta? Yes, Mother Kunta's.
Mother Kunter.
Mother Kunta is making schnitzel tonight.
I mean, that sounds fucking great. Sign me up. I'm there.
I just want to go live in a fucking village. Well, that's the thing is like, and even though with whatever. With my boyfriend dad, part of me, I'm really debating because he's got this huge basement space that I could turn into like
a basement.
Basement space that we could turn into. I talk with a lisp around him. It makes me sound younger.
Oh, God. Oh, I would not. Like, if that was true, wouldn't be surprised. Be like, math adds up.
Yeah, I just, part of me is like, things are so fucked that I'm like, should I just buckle down? You know what I mean? Just be like, look, we got drugs and ice cream, and it's essentially a 3-story house. There's a lot of space. So if I feel like I might be going to get murdered, and not in a fun, sexy way, I can go hide. There's also a panic.
Get murdered in the basement.
There's also a panic room in the basement. So we're set.
Is there? Seriously?
Yes.
Why?
I don't. Oh, to hide bodies?
Does he have a lot of money on hand? And what's his address?
Yeah.
But like, why is there a panic room? Remember when that fucking movie came out and then people like were like, we need a panic room. And that stupid Jodie Foster movie came out?
Yes. I never saw it, but I know what one is because I heard of that movie. And I remember being like, I don't think I need to watch it. I get the gist of it. But no, it's like it used to be a coal room or something. We went down. He was like, yeah, I want you to move in here. And I'm like, I think we should maybe think about this. And I was like, let's at least let the lease in my apartment. I'm here for another year. I have a year lease. Let's just keep dating kind of normally as we can date in this situation. Okay, now we're back.
This is you guys.
My laptop fully just stopped recording.
Mine did that mere moments ago. It's like, you know what I think this is? I think this is the United States government.
Yep.
Trying to silence us, speaking the truth about meth, about politics, about basically that's all we've talked about this episode. But those are the only two truths you need to hear. Buy your meth from a local producer and don't vote for Donald Trump. So wait, what did your mom text? So before Wendy was like, my mom just sent me this crazy thing.
Well, I have more anxiety about with talking to it was. And I think it was just everything in general, because as long as I don't speak to anyone outside of my immediate like range of contact. So like if I'm talking with you and seeing you in Preston and I'm seeing Kurt and those people, then that life is peaceful and I can focus in like this one little area of my life. My mother, who's in Florida, we get on the phone and it's like, here's what's scary is that even though Donald Trump is being a crazy person, the people that love him fucking love him. And yeah.
That's what spooks me out.
That's what's scary, is that the people that love him fucking love him. And I said this because I haven't talked to my mom about the debates or anything like that. But to me, that even just the debates where he was just screaming over Joe Biden and acting like he's on a cocktail of meth and testosterone.
Yeah.
That to me would be, everyone would be like, this guy's unfit to run fucking anything. I wouldn't want him running customer service or running a cashier, you know, like at McDonald's. Like he can't do anything. He's not a friendly person. He shouldn't be dealing with people in any capacity.
Oh, you mean he shouldn't be dealing with like world leaders and and have the codes to nuclear weapons and want to know exactly where all of them are.
I know. If I was a manager, if I was managing a McDonald's or a coffee shop or whatever, and he was working there, you'd be like, you can't be on the front line. You can't interact with people because you're such a fucking loose cannon. And you can't let people finish a goddamn sentence. And when I was talking to my mother about this last night, I was just trying to be calm and I forget what the fuck we were talking about. And I forget, and I try to not talk about politics or bring anything up. So we talk a lot about the cat. It's really like, thank God for this cat. Cause I'm like, oh, your grand cat is scared of the wind. Huh? Okay, I gotta go. And she's like, wait, but did you see this thing? And I'm like, no, I can't do this.
What did she send you?
It's an article in the Epoch Times from this woman that writes for the Epoch Times, which is like a newspaper, air quotes, that I used to see like on.
Yeah, it's not.
It says like, oh, we're an unbiased news source. But I think I used to see that with like the Seventh-day Adventists, like whatever, like what are those other magazines, like the Watchtower, what is that, Jehovah's Witness, like that, it's that type of a vibe of a magazine or like newspaper. And I used to see the Epoch Times just for free on the streets in Manhattan, and it was like a crazy person newspaper for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's what, yeah, I just looked it up. I mean, the fact it's called the Epoch Times. Yeah, the Epoch Media Group's news sites and YouTube channels have spread conspiracy theories such as QAnon and anti-vaccination propaganda. The organization frequently promotes, Jesus Christ, other Falun Gong affiliated groups. Who the fuck is Falun Gong?
Oh,
is that the owner?
We gotta dig into that, do a deep dive.
Oh,
there.
Wait, no, it's the Falun Gong new religious movement based in the United States. So it is a religious thing.
Yeah.
It's like a weird, yeah, it's like a weird, super, yeah, Chinese, super crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those fucking Chinese, like, super Christian churches. Yeah, that's what this is.
Yeah, it's not any newspaper that's like, it's like eight pieces of paper, you know what I mean, folded in half and just strewn about the streets of a major metropolis is not a reputable news source. And the article that she sent to me unprovoked this morning at like 6 o'clock in the morning, which is like, talk about someone else.
Is that 6 o'clock for her or 6 o'clock for us?
6 o'clock for us, which she's in Florida, so it's not that crazy. It's 7 o'clock for her time. But still, it's like, fucking relax. Take a time release Adderall, kick back on the couch, chill out with some meth. But the article basically just was about, she said, see, you won't see this on CNN or MSNBC.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's fucking in a newspaper, swoosh, swoosh, a fucking swoosh, swoosh newspaper that's run by a quote unquote new religious movement that's run by like insane people.
I know.
That's why you won't see it on CNN. Fucking all that shit when they're like, see, CNN's not putting this up. And it's like, because it's not news.
I know.
Because there's no facts to it. It's fucking crazy. That's why it's not on CNN. You fucking assholes.
I know.
That's why it's on some weird fucking internet site.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I know. That's like, you can't argue with them because you want to be like, yeah, I know. This, yeah, that's.
Because then argument is like, yeah, you know, but exactly. That's the thing. This is the truth. And the fucking media, the evil lying media, doesn't want us to see the truth. So they won't report this. So these other places, like, it's like, you guys, this isn't like, well, it is a communist country, but we still do have free press. This isn't like we're in like a crazy dictatorship communist country where there are like the main news media. Trust me, if Trump had it his way, that shit would be on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, because we still do have free press. We're not in a point where like the real truth is like fucking being handed around on leaflets in back alleys that you have to burn after you fucking read it, because if you get caught with it, you'll be beheaded. Like that, trust me, give it a minute. We're on our way.
Right.
We'll get there, you guys. Trump, we're going to get there.
Trump 2020. That's get all your news on a secret leaflet.
Yes. But it's like insane that they're so convinced of it because Trump says it and all this QAnon shit that like when you're like, no, but like the media, this isn't true. This is propaganda and conspiracy. And there's like, nope, you're just fucking a liberal elitist sheeple.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
Okay. You're right. I'm sorry. There's just one of you. You're not a sheeple. You're a Sherpson. Okay. So that's. You got me there.
Sherpson.
You're a single Sherpson. You got me there. Got your journalism. Okay.
Oh my God. I really love Sherpson. You guys, Sherpson 2020. Because it's true. When they're like, you sheeple. It's like, well, I'm a person, not a people.
Right.
But Wendy, however, is a people because she has so many faces. So Wendy is a, technically you are correct. Wendy is a sheeple, mm-hmm. but I am a Sherpson.
Correct.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. I want a shirt that says Sherpson.
Oh, God. Now we know where we're going to get our merch. Thanks to Josh. Shout out to Josh.
Oh, yeah. We'll be, guys, get your Sherpson.
Sherpson shirt. Oh, my God. But this article just like, she was like, you won't see this on CNN or MSNBC. And then it's not just like a link to an article. She copy and pasted the whole thing. Or who knows? Maybe she sat there and texted the whole thing out while she was looking at it. I don't know what these crazy people do. But it's like 9 paragraphs. And the whole purpose was, or the whole point of the article is lockdowns don't work. And it's like, but here's what these Trump people do is they pick that one point and it's like lockdowns don't work. It like domestic violence has gone up. People are going crazy and the economy shuts down. And it's like this whole article. And so I read it this morning. I shouldn't have read it before we started recording, but I was like, let me just look at this. So she didn't text me anything else crazy. And if you read the article, it talks about all the negative effects of lockdown and how that doesn't actually stop or kill the coronavirus. And so I was like, okay, now what's a way to respond in like a smart way? But I was like, and I read it and I thought like, okay, you are correct. The lockdown in itself doesn't. And I wrote, yeah, I know people are losing money and they're going crazy in their homes. And then I wrote back to her. I said, this lady's right. It's not rocket science. It's a virus. It needs a host to exist. And so the answer is, if you want to go outside, wear a mask. If the virus can't go to another host, it just dies, runs its course in that person. And that's because it's like the argument is not the argument. The people that are like pro mask or the non-Trump people, they just flip the argument to make you sound crazy. So where we're saying stuff like the virus is real, wear a mask when you go outside, they're like, oh, we're supposed to stay out, go in like a panic room? We're all just gonna, okay, kill the virus. It's like, that's not what the fuck we're saying. I'm saying put on a goddamn mask. And these people, it's like, ugh! It's so, like, even talking to my mother last night, she's like, made up some crazy shit. About like, I go, it's just science with the mask that like, it helps to like stop the transmission, slow the transmission of the virus. And she's like, yeah, well, it's interesting, huh? Because some people believe in that science, but they still smoke cigarettes. And it's like, oh, what about that science? That science isn't real. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Fuck. It's like that shit.
I'm literally where it's like, shaking what thinking are, about the conversation like, with that we had last night. I'm shaking thinking about it because it's like, what are you talking about?
Because it's also like, yeah, okay. Because then, see, this is, and I think this is specifically why they use like the cigarette argument, because I've heard this before, is because that's, well, you're smoking. And it's like, well, that's a personal choice. And like, you know, trust me, it's not 1943. So if you're smoking a cigarette, odds are, you know, it's going to give you cancer. Probably.
If you're lucky. If you're lucky, the rest of us gotta fucking
fingers crossed,
just
maybe.
Awake and smoking until we're like 110 years old.
Yeah, just like, God damn it. Yeah, one of those women's like, what's the secret to living to 100? Drinking and smoking a lot. I don't fucking know because I've been doing it trying to kill myself for the last 75 years and fucking nothing's worked. So I guess, I don't know, it's the elixir of life. It doesn't kill you after all. If you do just the right combo. But so that the argument is like, oh, well, it's a personal choice that they're making. They know the dangers. And it's like, yeah, well, this is a personal choice for me too. And then you go, well, yeah, but like, you know, smoking is different. Like, you're not, you're smoking, it's harmful to you. Well, secondhand smoke. What about secondhand smoke? See what I like, so that they've got like enough. I think that's why the smoking argument, they have enough points that they could just keep flipping it to the point of like where you're just like, this is pointless. You're going to find, because it's like, even if you go, well, yeah, but like you don't smoke inside anymore. So it's like, if I'm outside in my own backyard having a cigarette, that's fine.
Right.
That's a personal choice. Well, yeah, but that smoke can travel. So, I mean, what's the difference between wearing a mask and not wearing a mask? It doesn't make sense.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. And
it doesn't make sense. But they have enough of those little fucking points to be like, what about this? What about this?
Yeah. Well, the smoking thing to me, and that's with my mother last night, with the smoking thing, I said to her, I'm like, the personal choice thing, I said that. And she's like, well, and I go, well, that's, you know, that's a great thing about America. My body, my choice, right? That's people, the masks. They don't, and she's like, yeah, well, so then they can't. Right? But so I can't believe I had this, have this conversation. And I was like, my body, my choice. So if I choose to smoke a cigarette, and I know it, I said the same thing to her. And I go, and I said, where did you read an article where people were smoking being like, these are vitamins, but coronavirus is bad. I go, where is this article that you read? She's like, well, it's not I read, but just some people. And it's like, first of all, there's not some people. That's, you're just making that shit up. You don't have an article where there were people chain smoking going, don't give me coronavirus, it's bad for my lungs. Science. That's like what she was trying to insinuate that she saw. And I'm like, again, show me the proof, baby. Show me the report. Show me the reports where the twin sisters from The Simpsons, where Marge's twin sisters, we're talking about how cigarettes are good for you, but coronavirus will give you a sore throat. Show me that fucking report. It's not.
I do want to see that report.
It's not.
If someone could get in touch with Patty and Selma, we'd really appreciate it.
It's like infuriating. I could not sleep last night. And I was like, I was all chilled out. I was like, I feel good. I'm like, you know, it was a nice. There we go. And now we're back. I fucking,
oh my God, you guys.
But yeah, I thought I was going to have a real chill night's sleep. And then I accidentally picked up the phone and talked to my MOM. And I was just like shaking in bed for like 3 hours. I couldn't. I was like, this is fucking wild.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, also I truly enjoy the my body, my choice thing, because it's my body, my choice, apparently exclusively when it comes to like anti-vaccination and masks, but not for, you know, having an abortion. Yep. That's for women's reproductive rights. It is not your body, your choice, miss. Fucking get in the kitchen, make me a sandwich, and I will tell you when we're having babies.
Yeah. Well, I threw that out there. There are certain things like that I know I can say to like, that's the benefit to like listening to Rush or like watching Fox News or something like that. Like, because then you kind of get there.
I was not thinking Rush Limbaugh. I was like, the band Rush. That's the benefit of listening to Rush.
I would just put you in a good mood, man. And just, I'm banging a 61-year-old.
I would have loved this conversation to take that turn. And we just start talking about Rush.
I'm dating a 61-year-old. All we do is fucking just grill. Everything is on the grill. He put on what did he put on the other day? Eric Clapton. And I was just like, oh, this is really fun. This is like hanging out with my parents. This is really nice. Everything's on the grill. I wasn't smoking doobies because I don't like to smoke a doobie. Even with edibles, he's like, do you want one? And I'm like, no, I'm good. Like,
does he say doobie?
Yes.
Not ironically.
He says it in a real way. Oh, yeah, that's right, brother. He says doobie. He refers to it as a doobie.
Does he also call people brother?
Oh, my God. What is happening?
You guys.
We're both in St. Louis.
And we're not together.
What is happening?
Also, your headphones moved weird, and I thought there was a person behind you. And that's why I started looking all weird behind you.
I fucking hope somebody walks in here and strangles me. Can I tell you last night? Because I'm either sleeping in here where the cat rustles around through shit and I'm like, someone broke in And by someone, I mean the landlord used a key to enter.
Yeah. If I'll say this, if I was a bad guy walking around looking for some stuff to steal or some bad stuff to do, I would not pick the fucking third story walk up loft studio apartment.
Right. But I'll hear like a sound and then I'm like, okay, what could that be? You know? And it, I just, and then I, but last night I just had to relax. I'm like, hey, if I'm going to get murdered, I'd rather at least get some sleep before someone walks in and kills me. But I just, you know, it's, what have we done with our lives? And I know everything is fucked and everyone's just trying their best to like make shit work now that we're in the middle of a pandemic and everything's kind of falling apart a little bit, but it's like, woo, pretty intense.
Yeah, you guys, we're all fucked. See, I think what's fun is now that like the country collectively is going like, what did I made all the wrong choices. I think that like as a nation, we all are a bunch of Megans now. Everybody's laying awake at night just going, what? Whether you're on the right side of history or the wrong side of history, which is very easy to tell which side you're on, guys. It's very fucking easy. I think everybody independently, personally feels like everything's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
One way or another.
It's like,
which is a good thing for a for an already deeply divided country that's on the brink of impending civil war, with deep racial divides, economic divides. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's a good thing.
At least that's something we can all agree on, right? If we all look, we don't agree on much, but almost everyone in the country agrees we're fucked. We agree on two things. One, what the fuck did I do? Two. Oh, God, we're fucked.
We're fucked. The two things as a country we can come together, hands across America style.
Oh, my God. Just like.
It's. Oh, I did. Did we? I bought a ticket to Costa Rica.
Oh, that's great.
Andy. Gonna do an Andy report with Andy.
Oh, that's awesome. When are you going?
In February. Well, let's remember. I might not fucking go anywhere. I bought a ticket. I spent a lot of money, but I fucking might not go anywhere. But I was like, I'm just going to buy it.
Yeah.
It was cheap enough. So I was like, I'm just going to buy it. Put on my credit card. Already checked. The airline I got it with is claiming that like if it's anything coronavirus related, I'll at least get a credit on the airline, which is fine.
Wait, so anything coronavirus related? Like anything?
Like anything.
You're like,
I'm like, I just can't go to Costa Rica. I'm really depressed. Why? Coronavirus. And they're like, okay.
All right. Oh, my God. You're like, does that work for like if I can't take the flight? But I want to like, because the thing now on planes is they're like, you can't even drink your own booze on the plane. But it's like, but can I drink my own booze? Coronavirus?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want my money back for the ticket, but I would like to be able to openly get very, very drunk on the flight. Why?
Is that possible? Coronavirus? COVID-19.
Ooh, pandemic.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, you have to let me drink on this plane because if you don't, I'll be depressed. And if you don't believe me that depression is actually worse for you than coronavirus, I would like to introduce you to my friend, this newspaper called The Epoch Times. And you want to hear about this on CNN?
On CNN!
You want to hear about this anywhere because they're trying to hide the truth from you. And what's worse, stay inside. Stay inside and wear a mask so you don't get sick. You know what's worse than being sick? Being sad and poor. And so we need to get back to work so we can buy booze.
Wendy forgot what she had to buy.
I was like, we need to buy booze and chonies and what else?
I think that's it. Doing the math. Yeah, that's it. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, God. I mean, fuck. So you're going in February. That'll be
Well, again, I might not be going anywhere. You guys know I'm not good at being hopeful, especially right now. So we'll fucking see what happens. Did you stop recording again?
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
This is, You guys might never hear this episode. Oh, how fun. How spooky. Wouldn't it be, guys, wouldn't it be spooky if you didn't hear an episode this week?
Wouldn't it be spooky if we had to get together later today and record on one microphone and then neither of our laptops even worked? Spooky.
Yeah. Oh, this is, yeah, this is real. It's October 13th.
Oh, my God.
It's not a Friday, so we have that going for us. Right. Also, it doesn't mean anything in the first place, but it's spooky to say.
It is. Keep saying it. Maybe our electronics will keep shutting down. Is Mercury in retrograde? What's some other bullshit?
Yeah, what's some other nonsense, non-real thing? Nonsense, non-real.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's nonsense, non-real. Coronavirus.
With the pussy fart gang, with the pussy fart.